This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jimmy Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Veterans Day, November 11th, episode 2309, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world.
A few moments ago, I placed a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier. And as I stepped back and stood during the moment of silence that followed, I said a small prayer. And it occurred to me that each of my predecessors has had a similar moment, and I wondered if our prayers weren't very much the same, if not identical. We celebrate Veterans Day on the anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I, the armistice that began on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And I wonder, in fact, if all Americans' prayers aren't the same as those I mentioned a moment ago. For all we can ever do for our heroes is remember them and remember what they did, and memories are transmitted through words. We see these soldiers in our mind as old and wise. We see them as something like the founding fathers, grave and gray-haired. But most of them were boys when they died, and they gave up two lives. The one they were living, and the one they would have lived. When they died, they gave up their chance to be husbands and fathers and grandfathers. They gave up their chance to be revered old men. They gave up everything for our country, for us. And all we can do is remember. There's always someone who is remembering for us. No matter what time of year it is or what time of day, there are always people who come to this cemetery, leave a flag or a flower or a little rock on a headstone. And they stop and bow their heads and communicate what they wished to communicate. I think sometimes of General Matthew Ridgway, who, the night before D-Day, tossed sleepless on his cot and talked to the Lord and listened for the promise that God made to Joshua. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. We are surrounded today by the dead of our wars. We owe them a debt we can never repay. All we can do is remember them and what they did and why they had to be brave for us. All we can do is try to see that other young men never have to join them. Today, as never before, we must pledge to remember the things that will continue the peace. Today, as never before, we must pray for God's help in broadening and deepening the peace we enjoy. Let us pray for freedom and justice and a more stable world. And let us make a compact today with the dead. A promise in the words for which General Ridgway listened, I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
Well, that was Ronald Reagan. We've been playing that for years. I tear up every time, too.
Yeah, gosh, still gets me every time.
I know, it really does. Well, happy Veterans Day, and thank you to everybody that served. We have a cool show planned for you today. We're doing something a little different this year. I asked yesterday, I posted a picture of my dad, who was a Marine during the Korean War, and I asked the auditors to post pictures of their relatives, current or alive or those that have passed, and they did. They came out and posted tons of pictures, but they had some cool stories. So today during the show, we're going to honor our auditors, their families, their veterans and their families as well, and we hope it's something a little different that we've never done before, but they support us, and we're here to support them too, and we're going to thank all of them in our special way for for their service. So it is Daily Winnie time, and be sure to thank your husband and his entire family too, who are all veterans. So we appreciate their service as well. I only have one birthday on this Veterans Day, and that's Rachel Zent, one of our auditors. It's her birthday today, so happy birthday to Rachel.
Well, it happened. We knew it would. You knew that I would be pushing for it, but I was cool. I was calm. I was collected.
Yeah, that part I don't believe.
It was like a long con, Glenn. I had to play the long con to get this beautiful basset hound that was living at Horse and Hound Rescue Foundation. And her name is now Bella. And Lucas has no front teeth, so he can say Frida was her name. And it's not like the prettiest name.
You can't
so we
say an
Bella.
F with no front teeth, can you?
No. He's like, Frida. And then you go, Freddy. So Bella, the basset hound, has now come to live with us, and she is just beautiful. I actually had to go return a horse and pick up a new one at Horse and Hound Rescue yesterday, and Chad and Lucas decided they'd come with me, which that was totally
was that part
their
of your
idea.
Long con?
Totally their idea to come with me, and so we got there, and of course they bring her right on out. You know, here she is. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. Well, that's weird. That's a dog. Wow. Huh? Yeah, hey, look at that dog.
That's a
head
of all things.
So weird. And, what Chad and I realized, too, is that since I lost Lucky, my last basset hound, I've had, like, a lot more anxiety than normal. I mean, I'm already kind of, like, a high anxiety person. But to not have him, I haven't slept very good. And I think what we've realized is, like, a basset hound is, like, my comfort animal.
You know, like, kind of like greyhounds are ours. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just they kind of, like, calm me down a little bit because they just lay around. And you can just lay on top of them and pet them and scratch your ears
and
stuff.
It is nice to have a not hyperactive dog.
Yeah, I have a border collie. Yeah, I have a border collie. Like, there's no, like, sit-down smooch, you know, a Jack Russell. And so, like, this is, like, my little comfort animal. And so I'm not kidding you. We got this dog, Bella. Lucas named her. All of our dogs have racehorse names. So I was trying to come up with some sort of, like, cool filly name, but we already have Zenyatta taken. So 8 Bells. So she's named in honor of 8 Bells. And so Lucas came up with the name Bella. And I slept 9 hours straight last night, just so you know. And that is not like me. And I didn't even take any Benadryl.
You never slept 9 hours.
I know. It was amazing. So I think it's all because of my comfort animal, my little sweet little Bella, who is laying right at my feet.
How old's Bella, by the way?
She is 6 years old. She is by far the youngest basset I have ever had.
Are ears full of crud that it's going to cost you $5,000?
No, she's like healthy. Oh, she had her teeth floated. She's spayed. She's vaccinated. Like, it's so weird to get a dog like properly taken care of. So the first basset, she does look like a lot like Riddy, my first basset hound. She's like a tricolored female. But Riddy had been shot with somebody's like buckshot. And so she was like laying dead on the side of the road and she was a mess. And then of course, Lucky was a disaster. And this is, I'm like, that's weird. You're like, healthy and young and normal. That's what Chad was like.
Just waiting for the thing to
drop.
He was
so happy. No, he was like, yeah, that's a good looking basset hound. Yeah. How old is she? Really? Only 6. And she's healthy? Yeah, we'll take her.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Well, before we get to our first guest, you want to honor some veterans?
I sure do. Should I start with mine?
Sure.
Okay, well, obviously, my dear sweet husband, Chad, was in the Air Force for 21 years as a pilot, and so I'm honoring him today on Veterans Day, and also my father-in-law and my grandfathers-in-law on every side. My uncle was a captain in the Navy as well, so thanks to all of them for their service. Also, our listeners got to submit and tell us who in their family. So April's dad was in the 82nd Airborne, and her husband also is still serving.
Cecilia's husband, Matthew, 15 years a Marine. Congratulations.
And
thank you for serving. My dad, a Marine, too. Her mom, dad, stepmom, grandpa, uncle, cousin, and lots of friends. That whole family is a service family. So thank you to all of them.
Deb's dad was in the Air Force. She lost him a couple years ago, but wanted to make sure that we honored him.
Katie's grandma was a WAC in World War II. Now, that's the Women's Army Corps, and I looked up a little about that. About 150,000 American women served in the WAC during World War II, and we're going to talk about World War II a little later in the show with Robin. They were the first women, other than nurses, to serve in the Army. Most served stateside. However, some went to places around the world, including Europe, North Africa, and New Guinea. WACs actually landed on Normandy Beach just a few weeks after the initial invasion. And we're going to hear about a WAC coming up later.
Chantel's grandpa was a medic in World War II. He served in Northern Africa and in Europe. He was a pacifist, she says, but he believed in the cause and helped in a way that aligned with his morals. She said he never spoke of his time in the service except for basic training. He passed away on Father's Day 4 years ago, and she submitted a picture of him with his grandma, who was a nurse for 50 years, and they were married for 70 years. Wow.
Susan's brother Dennis served as a sea tiger in the Army during Vietnam and operated a crane on a barge.
Chelsea said her mom spent 27 years as an active duty Marine.
Wow. Rhonda's dad's Uncle Dave, he died in Normandy in 1944. Her father never met him, but there was always a picture of him hanging in the grandparents' home. I bet there was.
Ellen's dad, Mike, in the Army in the 1950s. She lost him in 2005, but wants to honor him today.
In the same time as my dad. Nicole's husband, grandfather, was a Spitfire pilot in World War II. He's 97 now and still sharp as a tack and in very good health. He's one of the most genuine, interesting men I've ever met and so proud to be a part of the family. So there you go. That's our first batch. We'll have more for you later in the show. We're going to be honoring, veterans all throughout the show today. We have one of our favorite guests coming up, Robin Hutton, who's the author of Sergeant Reckless. You remember that book? We talked about that quite a bit, but she has a new book out, War Animals, the Unsung Heroes of World War II. So she's coming up as well. Leslie's going to be here for her monthly visit, and we have a lot more going on the show. But we're going to start talking about something that's less than a month away, and that's Radiothon. And we're going to bring on the director of marketing from Stateline TAC, who is the title sponsor of Radiothon this year. And we have some announcements we're going to make with her as well. Well, as I said, Amy is with us. She's the director of marketing for Stateline TAC. And we are so excited you guys are joining us this year as title sponsors of Radiothon.
We are so excited. I actually can't put it into words. And honestly, I was at Equine Affair up in Massachusetts this weekend. I'm mm-hmm. still riding high on that energy, and we're just going to roll right into this. Can't wait.
Now, I heard a report from listeners who were at Equine Affair that the Stateline booth was mobbed. Is that the fact?
I can personally attest to that. I actually was cashiering to help because we were just slammed, so excited. We got to talk to so many customers. It was really a great weekend.
You know, we when we had our store, we used to travel to shows, and it was always so exciting when you sold a lot because that meant there was a lot less to pack up to go home.
Oh, you know it. We actually had to bring more product up to the show because stuff was just flying off the shelves.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
So now the other thing, I didn't tell Jamie this, but Stateline TAC employees all have a homework assignment they're working on this week for Radiothon, and they're going to be submitting that, and we're excited to get those in. But last year you guys were involved. You gave away prizes, and this year you're the title sponsor, so we really do appreciate you doing that. It really has become, Radiothon really has become a thing. You know, we started it 5 years ago as a fun thing to do, and we thought it would go a couple years, and then it would just kind of fade away. But there's too many people listening now. People are taking off work.
We thought once. Yeah, I thought once. I thought you were crazy in the first place, and here we are, still crazy.
Fifth year. We have so many people that take off work that day so they can tune in the entire day and not miss anything. So
I think that's fantastic. I mean, I will say that we have all listened, so we are very excited to actually be involved as a title sponsor this year.
Well, you guys are required to have it on in the office that day, okay?
Absolutely.
It's required. Well, tell us, does Stateline have anything special going on in the holidays? What do you got coming up?
We have so much going on. I don't even know where to start, actually. One of our most exciting things, you talked about giving away prizes last year. This year, we're actually going to be giving away a Bates Victrix jump saddle. Can you believe the value of that is $3,500?
Is Jamie eligible to win that?
Hold on. I'm sorry. Did you say you're giving away a Bates jump saddle?
I think you can actually win this one. You're not disqualified, Jamie. She can't win anything we give away, but she can win yours.
She can win ours for sure. I'm sure I'll see her name several times in the entry list.
How do you do it? How do you enter?
So we're going to online starting on November 13th. You can enter at statelinetech.com/giveaway. And we're super excited. I don't know if either of you have seen it in person, but it is a beautiful, beautiful saddle.
I saw it when they were first bringing it out, when we had a secret viewing of it, and it is a beautiful saddle.
I mean, the colors just pop. And the leather is just so soft, and feels great.
This is the Aventer's dream saddle because we love color, and this thing, describe the saddle for everybody. Is it a monoflap?
Yes, and it has their care cushion system. It's got the easy change fit, so
that's the amazing part, is you get a really expensive saddle with the easy change gullet system. I mean, that's unheard of. You can fit a lot of horses with it.
You can. And I think that's the great thing about these saddles is that, you know, you get worried, right, about the fit of your saddle. And there's so much flexibility in these saddles. And for something that is that high end, to be able to have that flexibility is really unheard of.
Well, what else do you have going on?
Okay, so we are also going to be running so many product specials across all product categories. I actually got a sneak peek of our list this morning. It looks like we're going to have about 40,000 items on sale.
Wow.
Yes. So something for everyone. We're going to be running hourly specials, surprise giveaways. So everybody that signed up for...
The poor employee who has to sit at the computer and enter those in.
You have no idea.
That just sucks.
My team is very busy right now getting everything ready. And anybody who's on our email list will be the first to know when all these specials go live because they start on different dates. And this year we're going to be starting a lot before the holidays. Not everybody has a lot of time to shop this year, so we want to make sure that we've got those deals running early.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's a little later, so there's actually less days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I can never quite figure out how that works, but...
I think it's the shortest between Thanksgiving and Christmas that it's going to be, so everybody needs to start shopping quickly.
Get over there and sign up for the voicemails. Well, while we're talking about exciting things, sign up for the emails, because I wanted to remind everybody that there's only 7 days to enter the voicemails to win the over $5,000 in prizes that we're giving away, including State Line TAC gift certificates all day long. So we want to encourage people to head over to holidayradiothon.com, and you can see there how to enter the win. We do need more, so I know a lot of people wait till last minute. You have till next Monday to get those in. Also, holidayradiothon.com and click on the how to enter, and it has all the directions right there. And then we also have a big announcement, don't we, Jamie, about a guest.
We sure do, but I want to just back up a second here because I have now entered the saddle giveaway, and once you do all the things, then they give you, hey, here's 25% off plus free shipping. So basically, you might get a free $3,000, $3,500 saddle, and then once you enter, you get 25% off, and if you win a gift certificate, and then it's like it's free. It's like Stayline, it's free for you. Just walk on in and take whatever you like because they're giving it away. Man.
This holiday season, that is very accurate. We're giving it all away.
Awesome. Yeah, so we do have a guest that I get to announce, I guess, as well, because I got to sit and have dinner with this lovely lady a couple years ago at Pat and Monty Roberts' house at Flags Up Farms. And Glenn was thinking about guests, and I thought, this is very appropriate because there's a brand new remake movie coming out of her show. We are going to talk to Cheryl Ladd, of course, one of the original Charlie's Angels. She is going to come on.
And I was at the age when that was on TV in the first run, and we all had that poster on our wall. You were a teenage boy. You had that poster.
See, what you did, you pulled down Farrah Fawcett and you put up Cheryl
Ladd.
That's
right. Like, I think we had
that's
both,
how
actually.
That
works. Cheryl came in the second year of that show. See, this is how much I know about this.
She replaced Farrah Fawcett,
yeah,
didn't she?
That's right. Yeah. She replaced Farrah Fawcett. It was only on 1 year, yet people think she was on the whole run. But she wasn't. Yeah,
exactly. Well, Cheryl came in, and Cheryl is still super pretty and super nice and super funny. And so we're going to interview her and Pat. They've been best friends for like years and years and years. I didn't even know that. So thanks to Pat for giving us, she basically gave me Cheryl's number.
Amy, we have some others coming on too. We have confirmed comedian, author, and actor Pam Stone will be on with us. Of course, from Coach. The amazing Priscilla Presley is going to join us. Dressage writer Jim Cofert. TV stars David and Janice Granger, they're on the Horse Husbands Hour because they're from the show Restoration Garage. So that's a guy thing. We're going to have them on the show. They're also big horse people. So we are just starting to announce the actors and actresses and celebrities and that are coming on.
Too.
There's
Don't
a bunch
worry.
More. And the prizes
sounds
are
like
crazy.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah, the prizes are crazy. And most of the prizes are stuff that is sold on Stateline Tech. If you go take a look at holidayradiothon.com to the prize list, the first way you can enter is by getting a voicemail to us by next Monday. And then the second way you can enter is by calling us that day. So we'll have 12 phone lines open all day. Last year we had 225 calls. So we hope that you enter to win. There's a good chance you're going to win something with that number of prizes. So we're so excited, Amy, to have you. We'll be talking to you again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. I just want to close out by saying, you know, we're all looking for meaning during the holidays. Throughout this entire season, anybody who's buying on Stateline Tech, you can round up your purchase. And we have a partnership with 4-H. 100% of the donations that we collect go to 4-H. So we're hoping that's going to make a big impact for 4-H'ers around the country this holiday.
That's great. That's terrific. And I know a lot of our listeners started their horse careers in 4-H. A lot of them did because we've heard from them. Well, thank you, Amy. We appreciate it. StatelineTech.com. Talk
thank
to you
so
soon.
Much. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to go from talking about Radiothon again. We do need entries. We're at about a quarter of what we had last year. So we need people to really buckle down this week and get your entries in. And, of course, the theme this year is what did your horse do that, you know, what's the naughtiest thing your horse ever did? And if your horse never did anything naughty, or one of your horses, I know a lot of you, like Jamie, would have to pick between 20 of them. But pick the worst thing. You pick the worst horse, worst thing, and tell us about that. Or you can pick your dog. If you haven't had a horse do something bad, every dog's done something bad. So we just want to hear the funny, crazy stories of the things our animals did. So get those in. HolidayRadiothon.com by the end of next Monday is the deadline for those because we got to put them all together. So let's talk a little bit about Omega Alpha Equine. You still using it?
I am. I'm so happy. You know, they were awesome during the Thoroughbred Makeover, and they decided to sponsor me for the makeover, which was fantastic because they gave me a bunch of products to try out, stuff that maybe I hadn't purchased before. to try out. And what's really cool is I have this influx of off-the-track thoroughbreds that are coming to me and coming from Horse and Hound Rescue. And so I'm able to try out each one of those supplements. And the first horse, you know, I start them all on Bioticate. That is number one. Let's get the gut regulated. Let's get everything kind of back to the healthy point and then build from there. And this last mare that I got in, her name was Annie. Are you okay? All one word. Annie, are you okay? You're welcome. Song's in your head now. So she came to me. And she's very thin. She's one of those, just one of those thoroughbreds that, you know, just isn't gaining weight. And she just really didn't have, you know, you feed them and you want them to eat every inch of every tiny thing that you feed them. And she would just kind of pick at her alfalfa, you know, pure, awesome alfalfa. She was kind of pick at it and she kind of eat her grain a little bit here and there. And you're like, eat faster. You're too skinny. So I started giving her Regenerec, which is a, it's like basically their super whopping ulcer pack a punch, fix their stomach and their GI tract supplement. And all you do is you just give 15 cc's twice a day for a week. And then you go to like 15 cc's once a day and you just dose it. She loved it. She would basically suck it out of the syringe. And twice a day I would go in with this syringe to put it in her mouth. You think it would be a battle. She'd come to the door and like, I wouldn't even have to go in. She'd suck it out of the syringe over the door. And I'm not kidding you, Glenn, in 2 days, that mare is vacuuming her food. She was vacuuming her food up. I was so impressed with just the way that it must have, you know, things must have hurt in her stomach. And so she was eating, but not thriving and eating and not eating with a really, really, you know, with gusto. And within 2 days, she was eating all of her food. So, and she was here for 10 days. And so she got 10 days of it and I sent some home with her. So I'm really thrilled with how the Regenerec worked. And if you have a horse that just needs a little bit of help kind of getting her appetite back or, you know, thriving a little bit better, or you're not wanting to give medication, this is an herb. It's an herbal supplement and it's called Regenerec, and you can find it at OmegaAlphaEquine.com or OmegaAlpha.com as well.
All right, very good. Well, let's go to our next guest, and we're honoring Veterans Day with an author who just wrote a new book. You know her from the book Sergeant Reckless, America's War Horse, and we're going to give Robin Hutton a call right now and chat with her about her brand new book. Hi, Robin.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Robin. How the heck are you?
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited to talk to you guys this morning. And I'm just really busy with our Medal of Bravery, brand new medal that we're instituting up on Capitol Hill this Thursday. And so it's just been phenomenal.
What's
really
that?
Phenomenal.
Tell us about that first.
Yeah.
So, you know, with my latest book on war animals of World War II, these wonderful animals have just inspired me to want to do something more permanent to honor their history, their stories. And, you know, by learning history through the eyes of the animals, you get to really see what the men and women have done as well. So it's a really fun way to learn about history. So their stories are so amazing that I wanted to do something more. And so to begin, we are doing a brand new Medal of Bravery honoring 6 posthumous animals, one from all of the great wars. We have a pigeon named Cher Ami that flew in World War I. We have Chips, a war dog from World War II, who's the most decorated dog in American history. He actually received the Silver Star, but they took it away from him because he was a dog. We have G.I. Joe, an amazing pigeon that flew 20 miles in 20 minutes and stopped the planes on the tarmac from taking off and bombing a town that the British had just taken over. And it saved over 100 British lives. We have a wonderful Vietnam dog named Stormy, who saved the life of his handler. And we have a wonderful dog named Luca, who went on 400 patrols in Afghanistan and Iraq and found all kinds of ammunition and explosives, and she was just an amazing dog. And then we have two live animals. One is a New York City Fire Department dog that is still on active duty, and the other is a dog that worked with special operations with the Marine Corps and just retired last month from Camp Lejeune. So it's a really fun event honoring animals, and members of Congress are going to be presenting the medals to these animals, and so I'm just really excited about it.
I got goosebumps right now.
Well, good, good. Well, this is a launching, too, of our We Want to Do an International War Animals Museum. And, you know, have traveling exhibits and temporary exhibits in museums all over the country that tell the stories of these amazing animals. And as I said, learning history through the eyes of the animals is just really amazing. And it kind of sticks with you, you know. And so we're just very, very excited about this whole endeavor.
Robin, I want to thank you for bringing to light all of these amazing stories. You know, I mean, just even going back to Sergeant Reckless, I have to ask you, what is your connection to the military and to the animals? What got you interested in bringing these stories to light?
Well, you know, I was working on another project when I discovered Reckless's story, and I was writing another book on horses, and I've never owned a horse, but I've always had a passion for them. And I had writer's block, and I pulled off a book called Chicken Soup from the Chicken Soup of the Horse Lover's Soul, for the Horse Lover's Soul. And in there was a story of Reckless, the mighty Marine, about her giving birth to her first colt at Camp Pendleton, and it was a wonderful story. And it's actually reprinted a little bit in my book on Sergeant Reckless. But I read three paragraphs of her story, and I was hooked. I'm like, who is this horse, and why have I never heard about her? Because I was a horse person. And I Googled her name, and only four things came up on the Internet. And I thought, this is a travesty. I came to find out that she was famous as Lassie and Rin Tin Tin in her day, but she had vanished from the pages of history. So I made it my mission to bring her back. And that's what I've been doing since 2007 with the monuments for Reckless and my book, of course. And in 2016, I went over to England to get this medal, a very prestigious medal of gallantry and bravery that the Brits have been giving out since World War II. They've been honoring their animals since World War II. And it's called the Dickin Medal. And only three horses during World War II had received this medal. And so I nominated Reckless for this medal, and she was awarded it. So when I went over to get the medal for her, I said to the director of the People's Dispensary for Sick Animals, the PDSA is the organization that gives out this medal. I said, why doesn't America have this medal? Why aren't we honoring our animals like you are honoring yours and others that have shown gallantry and bravery? And so that was the seed that started back then. And then in researching this medal, I've learned about all of these incredible animals that, you know, carried messages from D-Day or attacked a machine gun nest on the invasion of Sicily and saved the platoon, this dog Chip, saved the platoon from being, you know, shot down. Amazing, amazing stories. And I thought, people need to know this. People need to remember these moments. And once you start learning these stories, you can't help but get excited about them and want to learn what other animals have done something really amazing
and
that you don't know about.
Absolutely. Well, mission accomplished if you wanted to bring Reckless back, because you did a fantastic job. And Glenn, funny enough, there is a monument, of course, as we know, that is for Sergeant Reckless. You can find them all, several of them now located
right,
across the country.
Right, we have five.
Yeah.
Yeah, five of them now.
And
yep.
Guess who the sculptor is for that, Glenn? The sculptor for Sergeant Reckless is Jocelyn Russell, who just made Secretariat.
Yes. Oh, my God. Have you seen that statue? Is it not phenomenal?
Girl, she did it here in my little town of Norman, Oklahoma. So I got to
go. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just absolutely incredible. And I know that you guys have worked a lot together on a lot of things.
Yes, we have.
I think you guys have a new, so can you announce what you guys are working on now?
Yes, so what we're doing is Jocelyn has just been absolutely amazing with all of these wonderful monuments that she's done for Reckless. And I actually was in Norman. I did the tail of Secretariat. Now, Jocelyn fixed the tail when I left, but I did the tail of Secretariat.
It's okay. I consulted on the size of the sheath, so luckily.
Oh, God. Oh, my God, that monument is amazing. But Jocelyn has agreed to do some of the monuments for these war animals that we will have in our museum. And, you know, by having them there, they can also be in other parts of the country as well. But she has been sculpting on the war dog Luca. And Luca was just this amazing dog who never once was anybody injured on her patrols. But she sadly, about her 400th patrol, stepped on an IED and lost her paw and then ultimately lost her leg. But she received the Dickin Medal as well, right before Reckless received hers. And so when that happened, we're like, oh, my God, we need to do a monument to Luca. You know, so she's finally got the small maquette done, and she's working on getting the larger one done. And then she will also sculpt some of the animals that we will have, like Chips and probably Cher Ami, which was an amazing bird that was shot through the breastbone. And I think when the trajectory of the bullet clipped her leg, she still got her message through, just the leg was hanging by a tendon with the capsule on it. And but she was the most heroic bird during World War One.
You know, it's and we so don't remember how many pigeons were used during World War One. You know, you forget about that.
Oh my God, and World War Two.
Really?
We had, yes, oh my goodness. So with World War Two, and this is amazing, it's an amazing piece of history, World War Two, because Americans, you know, with our war dog program, they had to donate their personal pets to be trained to fight the war. Now, you know, I just found that amazing. And same with the pigeoneers. The pigeon fanciers had to register their pigeons with the Army, and especially if they flew long distances. Well, over 54,000, if I have my numbers correct, 36,000 were deployed overseas. And 18,000 were held in reserve and here in the United States in case they needed more. And that doesn't include the pigeons that were hatched overseas. And so it's amazing how these animals, especially in World War One, World War Two, were used. Now, technology has it as, you know, we don't use pigeons, but honestly, some places they have done it because of just there's no way you can track them, in essence, you know, like, you know, through technology and stuff that, you know, you can find out what is the message unless they land.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. So it's really amazing, but they're just phenomenal animals. In my book, I even have a war cat. So Simon, a war cat, you know, there's just ways that these animals perform that we just really don't even realize.
What was one of the stories that you read that you were like, this is unbelievable, but it's true, of course.
Exactly. I think, well, the one that I feel is the heart and soul of my war animals, the unsung heroes of World War II. The heart and soul of that book to me was the story of Judy. And Judy was this beautiful English pointer dog that became a mascot with the Royal Navy over in England. And the ship was attacked, and they ended up stranded on an island. Well, Judy became a prisoner of war dog. And she's the only animal to hold an official prisoner of war number. And because she had that number, she couldn't be killed and eaten by the Japanese. But she was in this camp for 3.5 years with the man who befriended her and took her under his wing. And she, the men credit her for saving their life. because the mantra in the camp was, if Judy can make it, so can I, because the conditions were so horrific and there was not food. She would go out and forage food for them. She'd bring in snakes or rats or birds or whatever she could find and sneak it in at night so the men had something else to eat. And she even would, if the guards started getting rough with the prisoners, she would, you know, come running in barking or, you know, really try to protect them in ways. And she survived the war. And I cried for 3 days when I finished her story. She touched my heart so much. But there's so many animals. There are dogs that paratrooped down. Bing was a paratrooper dog. He got actually stuck in the tree in his parachute for a couple of hours when he landed on D-Day. But he then was rescued and went on to patrol and with his team. And it's just phenomenal how these stories will just touch your heart.
Robin, these are amazing. Where can people go to get this book? I mean, I've got to get one right now.
Yeah, me too.
Amazon is a great place to go get it. You can also get it on my website at SergeantReckless.com. And I can autograph them for you if you'd like. There's a link when you order the book. The paperback just came out October 22nd. So you can get it in hardcover or paperback. And the audiobook, the gal who reads the audiobook also does I have not listened to it, but she's the same gal that read the audiobook for Reckless. And I'm told she just does a brilliant job.
Is that on Auphonic now? Is the book on
Pardon
Auphonic?
Me?
Is it on Auphonic already, the audiobook?
Yes, it should be up there. Yes.
Well, this is great. But I want a signed copy. So for that, we have to go to your website, right?
Yes. You go to SergeantReckless.com, okay. And there's a link to the store, and you just click on it. If for some reason the page doesn't come up where you tell me who you want me to autograph it to, I always call people to say, who do you want me to sign this to? Is there anything special you want me to say? So
that's not something most authors will do.
No.
So look at that. You don't see
John David Grisham James isn't doing that.
Him, right?
Well, I feel that anybody is going to put their money to buy something that I've created. I owe that to them to make sure that they get it right. I get it right because it's very important to me. I love these stories. I want people to enjoy them. I want to make it as special as I can for them.
Well, it's just amazing. You can go find that at SergeantReckless.com. And thank you, Robin, for bringing to light some very important stuff. And thanks for getting Jocelyn involved in all this, too, because she's just so amazing.
She's so amazing. And I just want to give a shout out to all the veterans out there today. Very, very special day. It's so nice to be able to honor our four-legged and winged veterans as well, with all that they've accomplished and done to protect our wonderful country.
Well, thanks you for
Robin.
Bringing it to us. And you're definitely
going
to sell some books today.
Wonderful. I appreciate it. Awesome. This is just great. Thank you guys for having me.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to hear from one of our terrific sponsors, and then we're going to honor some more of those veterans before we hear from Leslie, who hasn't been here in a little while, and get caught up on what's going on in her life. And, of course, she's from Eventing and Horse Nation for new listeners. She's been coming on with us for 10 years. But first, WinTech.
Coach Jen here, HRN Chaos Control Officer and host of the Horse Tip Daily Show here on Horse Radio Network. Longtime Horse Radio Network fans know that I'm a big fan of WinTech saddles. I've been riding in them for about 20 years now. Whether I'm eventing, showing in dressage, or fox hunting, or hitting the trail at an endurance competition, I know my saddle fits my horse, and it's going to hold up to the toughest conditions and look great doing it. You may be wondering exactly which saddle do I use for this varied group of disciplines? Well, WinTech makes saddles for every discipline. That's how. I have several. And WinTech doesn't sit on their laurels. 2019 brings even more innovation to the saddle range, so head out to your local tack store and have a sit-in one. Or you can contact your favorite online retailer, arrange a test ride, or check them out online at wintechsaddles.us.
Well, let's honor our next batch of auditors' families who served.
All right. Well, we've got Cindy's dad, and his name was Sydney's dad, Don. He was a Marine Corps buck sergeant, and she says, unquestionably the greatest man I've ever known, died in 2016. And she said, as I work for the VA as a nurse practitioner, it is my honor to care for many heroes, so God bless them all.
Lisa's mom, and this is Lisa Wysocki, who fills in for Jamie occasionally, was a Marine in World War II stationed in Panama. She drove a supply truck. She was one of those women that we were talking about earlier. She's now 96 and lives in her home of 60-plus years, and she's doing great. She apparently is sharp as a tack, and Lisa goes up to visit all the time, and she takes care of her house all by herself. 96.
Wow. Lynn's relatives are from the Revolution. She says, I am a daughter of the American Revolution. I play taps for veteran service for the city of Birmingham.
Chantel's dad and his brothers. He was the oldest and drafted during Vietnam. His younger brother signed up. As a recent graduate of the Culinary Institute of America, they put his skills to use serving shit on a shingle to his fellow soldiers stationed in Germany. Also worked as an MP. He was very grateful that he never saw combat. My dad never ate shit on a shingle. After being 4 years in the Marines, he would never eat it again.
What is that?
Cream That's chip not like... beef on toast.
Chipped beef on toast.
It's
Why would you
awful.
Eat that anywhere else?
They must have got it cheap, you know. That's all I can think of.
Oh my God. Debbie's husband is a Marine, and Debbie retired 3 years ago from the Air Force.
Also, Erica's fabulous horse husband is a Marine. She didn't give his name, so I don't know.
Rachel's dad, her grandpa, cousins, and uncles, and she says just about every man in my husband's side of the family has served in some way. By the way, that is the same as me, Rachel. I forgot to mention my brother-in-law, everybody and on Chad's side, the family, all the men have served in some way or another. And of course, you know, all the women serve with the men, basically alongside the men. So in a different fashion, but thanks for bringing that up.
I could give a shout out to my brother-in-law who served as a Green Beret for almost 25 years. And the only reason he quit is they made him because his knees were failing and he couldn't jump out of airplanes anymore. But also, I have a couple of nephews that are still serving. So our best to them. This is an amazing story. Scary's Uncle George was a second person in the state of Missouri to enlist for World War II as a Merchant Marine. We forget about the Merchant Marines. At the start, they didn't put any guns on the Merchant Marine vessels, and he'd tell stories of enemy planes diving on their boats so close that you could see the pilots. In fact, one time, a plane crashed into the jib cranes and was entangled in the cabling. The only thing they had to defend themselves were cans of beans that they threw at the planes. He was also one of the few sailors to have sailed to every port during the war in both theaters. It is amazing. Those ships got attacked all the time and they didn't have any weapons. So,
I don't know what that is, but
A Merchant Marines, they drove the cargo ships. They were the ones who piloted the cargo ships and brought all the stuff over there, but they didn't arm them, and they were always getting sunk by submarines or other ships. But they didn't have anything to defend themselves.
I think they'd want to defend their beans.
I know. I think eventually they put guns on them.
Rich's dad got his assignment to the USS Char submarine during the Korean War, and he did it without going to submariner school. Apparently, he passed the electronic test and was immediately assigned, and he says, luckily, he's still with us. Also, Rich's brother, Ken Moose Muller will be joining you guys on the Horse Lover Cruise.
I can't wait to meet him.
Retired Air Guard pilot and instructor.
Apparently, they still call him Moose. So
that's why he put it in there.
Yep. Aubrey posted a picture of herself on a ship in the U.S. Navy. She's been in 11 years and apparently still is. So thank you all for your service. And, you know, the family served too, right, Jamie? I mean, when your husband or when your wife or significant other is in the military, you're serving as well. So,
you know, so many times when we get to do the clinics at Monty's for the veterans and first responders, so often, you know, the spouse usually comes as a support team, but they are there for the healing just as much as the guys that served, because you live it with your spouse. You know, you live it with your family.
And it's so tough for them, too, because you're gone, you know, for a year, 2 years at a time, and it's tough.
You're gone or you're moving or you're dealing with – I tell a story of, like, one time I went to work with Chad, and it was the spouse taxi day. That was mean to all the wives get to get in the jet and, like, pilot around and sit and ride around while they drive the jets around on the ground, right? So, you know, these are all women that are just spouses. And he wanted us to be at one, standing at this desk at 11:02 and then 11:07, we had to do this and do it. Everything was so scheduled and he'd get so frustrated at all of us women not being where we're supposed to be. He's like barking orders at all of us. I was like, dude, when you're at work, you're an asshole. Like, ease up there, Colonel. Jeez, we're all just a bunch of wives hanging out.
That's funny.
But they had a schedule. And by God, keep that schedule. And so I always tell him, like, okay, when he would be at work, I'm like, okay, I'm coming home. And I was like, no, go hit the golf ball first, please. Go, let it go. Get it out. They need a release. Oh,
God,
and then he would come home.
Commercial
like,
pilot must drive him nuts. They're never on schedule.
They're never on schedule and they don't have any guns. They don't get to shoot anything. He's like, this is the easiest job ever. I just get in there and start it and sit there. He's like, I'm a bus driver in the sky.
Sandy just sent me a message. She's listening live. She said, my dad, who served in the Navy, loved shit on a shingle. My father-in-law, many uncles, a brother-in-law, and many cousins have also served. Yeah, my dad never ate it after that. And it's a big thing where we grew up in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. It's a big Amish thing, too. They love shit on a shingle.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, that's what everybody calls it. Now, it's not on the menu that way. It's cream chip beef on toast. No, but if you were in the military, you call it shit on a shingle. That was what it was called. Matter of fact, I didn't know what it really was for the longest time. And I finally, when I was old enough, my dad used to call it to our kids. He used to say that all the time to us kids. And finally, one of us said, what is it? We really thought it was, you know what, on a shingle, you know? We weren't sure.
Telling you, just the sound of it does not make it very appetizing.
But if you have shit on a shingle and you need to get it off, you can use soap. And let me tell you, this holiday season...
Are you serious? That is your tie-in?
I had to try and transition somehow. This holiday season, we have the perfect gift for your barn friends or trainer.
If you poop your pants, this is the way to clean it up.
The Heels Down soaps make a perfect gift. They're fun, and the soaps are handmade and all natural. They don't have any chemicals, which is good for people with sensitive skin, kids, and also the environment. They are vegan and cruelty-free, which means they're not tested on animals. Unless you want to use them on your animal, then you can, because that's allowed. The ingredients are very sustainable and ethical. They're made with olive oil, shea butter, essential oils, and various essences, depending on the scent. They're all good stuff, and they smell amazing. And why do you want to get them for your friends or your trainer or your farrier? It's because they come with cool names, and they'll be a really fun gift to give. How about Barn Drama Detox, or Upper Level Goals, or Wood Pick Horses Over You? God, that one sends a message, doesn't it? I don't know that you want to give that to somebody you're dating. Stressed out.
Don't give that to your husband.
No. Stressed out Amy. You deserve this mint. Equestrian Trailer Life. Buy one or buy them in a pack today. Visit heelsdownmag.com. That's heelsdownmag.com. You were, and I don't think all schools do this, but you, right before the show today, were at Lucas's school, and they did a service, right, for Veterans Day?
They do. It's a really big deal, Veterans Day assembly. So you go in at 7:50, and you sit down, and they have the colors presented and the Girl Scout and Boy Scout troops do some stuff. And then the kindergartners get up and sing. And Chad and I still sing this because last year Lucas was in on it. But the kindergartners get up and sing and they sing a song. It's so cute. To the tune of, oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. But the song is, oh, veterans, oh, veterans. So we sing that song. It's Veterans Day. And Chad's like, happy Veterans Day. I'm like, oh, veterans, oh, veterans.
That's because there's no elementary school kid that's ever going to sing the national anthem. It's just too hard.
Today. So so cute. Yeah, so they do a service there, and then they have made like little American flags, and there's a section where the people that have served sit, and then they have you stand up when they play your song. It's really, they do a really nice job, and I know a lot of the teachers have there's an Air Force base here. This is a pretty military-friendly part of the country, you know. So it was just, it's a really nice service that they do, and or assembly that they do. So Chad is gone, and so is Papa. Grandpa's gone out of town as well, visiting his mother. So I was I was not going to go. I was like, I have to work. I can't go. And then he starts crying, like, oh my God, I can't. So I had to go.
Well, sorry. You made it back in time too, so thank you for that.
Hashtag
you
mom guilt.
Drove real fast.
So. God, he's good. He's getting good at that cry thing.
Hey, I wanted to mention to all of you that listen to the Horse Radio Network All Shows feed, it is fixed now. So I know you've had a rough couple of weeks. Anybody that listens to that podcast feed for the All Shows from Horse Radio Network, where it puts every episode of every show we do, it was a little messed up as we were making the transition to the new server, but it should be fixed now. Matter of fact, today we're pulling the final switch, which means that instead of only having 15 past episodes like you've had in the past, you're going to have 100 past episodes. So yes, your podcast player is going to populate with 100 past episodes today, but then it'll just do the new ones and it'll be fine from now on. But that also allows you to go back and listen further back. So I just wanted to mention that so that you know what's going on. It should be fine, should be good now. And I apologize for all the problems that you've had. All right, let's head over to Leslie Wiley Bateman. Let's hope she's on here. And she's coming down my way. Oh, she's not on here yet.
I mean, it is 10 a.m. Like, that would be weird if she was totally on time and ready.
I know. I'm trying to think back to all the time she's been on the show. Has she ever been on time? I think once or twice in the 10 years she was on time. Do you want to do Honor the Last Batch while we're waiting for Leslie?
Absolutely.
All right.
Lorene, our dear friend up in New York, her grandfather served.
Linda's husband, daughter, and son, all three U.S. Army. Linda also showed a cool pic of her parental grandfather's spurs. You have to look at that. He was in the U.S. Cavalry during World War I, and she still has his spurs. How cool is that?
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. April's dad, she says he is a Vietnam vet. However, his military pictures burned when his house burned down in a wildfire. So she says, we also have a special place in our hearts for all that have served and continue to do so. My grandparents were taken from Poland during World War II and put in a work camp in Germany. They met there, and my dad and his older brother were born in Germany. My whole family is indebted to those that risked their life for their freedom. If not for them, I would not be here today. So thank you all, veterans. May freedom reign and your efforts and service be forever honored.
Ruth's dad served in World War II in the U.S. as a tech sergeant, and he always loved working on motor vehicles.
Matt's grandfather served in the Air Force during the Korean War. He says, I lost him back when I was 9, so I did not get much time, but going up to his place every summer is why I even got into horses. To honor him starting my love for horses, I named my farm after him. Aww.
Isn't that cool?
That's awesome.
A couple of late entries. Nick said both of his grandparents were veterans. His grandmother never went overseas, but stayed back in Canada to work supporting the troops. His grandpa was an airplane mechanic stationed in England during the war, patching up holes in the planes. Boy, that was a busy job. So those were a couple of late entries that just came in as well.
Oh, Leslie Wiley from Eventing Nation is here. Hello, Leslie.
Hello. How's it going?
Good. How old is that baby of yours by now?
He is 6 months old. He has two teeth.
Oh my
gosh. Two tooths.
Those are really
so big.
Lucas got his first teeth. He was 4 months old, and I was at Galway Downs competing in the horse trial, 4 months old, and we're in my trailer, and he cried all night long. This sucks, because you don't think, oh, he's gonna get teeth tonight, I should bring some Tylenol or whiskey or whatever the hell people do. Oh my god.
Right.
So how did that go? How did the teeth?
Oh, there we go. Is his first appearance on the show.
He's gonna tell you all about it himself. Like, put those headsets on me. Yeah, I mean, every day is an adventure, man. He's cool. He's fun. He's portable. We're going to see just how portable he is.
You're coming down neck of the woods.
Yeah, we're coming down to Ocala Jockey Club International 3-Day Event on Wednesday.
That's become a big deal, hasn't it?
It has been. Yeah, yeah. It's one of sort of two East Coast long format four stars. And it's supposed to be, I haven't actually been there before, but it's supposed to be awesome.
It's
like
beautiful.
Great fitting, great, you know,
it's
just
beautiful. And there are some rolling hills, which we don't have many of in Florida. So
yeah.
Did you say it's a long format?
Yeah. I mean, not the long, long, not the long, long format, but you know,
it's longer.
the format formerly known as CCI, that's now still CCI, and the other one's CCC.
CCIC. Yeah, we got CCI and CIC.
And only a person that writes for Eventing Nation even understands any of that.
Isn't that true? And they're always talking about, like, let's make this sport more accessible for, you know, the general public. And then they just make it more complicated trying to make it more simple. So
Jennifer was at a local show over here yesterday as a jump judge in cross country, and she had the water jump, and she said there were some interesting rides on this. She said the water jump and the jump right behind her had some interesting rides with some interesting bailouts. She said only a couple people fell off, but she said it was interesting to watch. It's always fun to watch a lower level eventers because it's interesting.
Because we're hot messes.
Hot messes.
Somebody's got to get the horses going. I mean, geez. So yeah. What are you going to write about on Horse Nation today, Leslie?
It's Veterans Day, and my friend Jamie, who's now trying to pinch as my new assistant editor, had some a couple of good ideas. One of which is, well, eventing, you know, got its start in a military tradition. And so
in England or Germany? Where did it start? Do you remember?
She hasn't written the article yet, Glenn.
I'll get back to ya.
You know what, Glenn? You can read all about it later this afternoon on Horse Nation. All
right. Now you have to write this article, you realize, right?
I mean, the cavalry, those cavalry folks were nuts. They were bonkers. The training that they had to do, and you know,
thank God eventers now are so much more normal and
so much
fun.
More normal. Yeah. Like, I mean, they used to have jumps in the dressage test, you know. So that's
for real?
Yeah. I would vote for bring that back.
Yeah, that sounds way better than a regular jump.
That's
yeah.
funny. That's funny. So you do your passage and then you do a jump quick?
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Or you passage over the jump? You pee off over?
Yeah. Yep.
There's a military move for you.
Right.
Well, that's great. So baby's good. Life is good. We do this to catch up with crap on Venting Nation, but we also like kind of want to just catch up with you because people love you.
They miss you. Aww. Everybody misses you.
Oh,
Deanne's been doing a good
job. I miss
job,
people. But I don't see many people anymore. I talk to adults or it's.
Do you have any veterans in your family that you would like to honor? We're doing that today.
I do. My grandfather was in the service.
Korean War era?
With the World War II.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool.
Did he end up living to a ripe old age?
Yeah, he let's see, what did he do? Yeah, in the Navy. My granddad was kind of hot. I'm just looking at my my aunt just posted some pictures of him from the from like his military days, and I'm like, oh, granddad.
I love
you, a man in uniform.
Yeah,
good. I don't remember you being that hot when I was 5.
I know. I love looking at these pictures people are posting of their veterans today, because you're like, dang, that was a good time.
Well, it always helped. I mean, those uniforms did help guys look better, didn't they? I mean, every guy in a uniform, right? Does Chad ever get to wear his uniform anymore? To certain occasions? So, guys, he's got his pilot's uniform, but they're not as good looking.
Glenn, what we do in the privacy of our own home is none of your business.
You know, for some of the events and like the Pan Am Games earlier this summer, a lot of the South American countries, their teams are still very much steeped in cavalry tradition. That's, you know, so they'll come and they'll ride in their military cavalry uniforms. And I'm just like, woohoo! Like... This is a good looking jog. Show me more pictures.
Yeah. So. Puffy pants started with them. I don't know how they rode with those puffy pants, but they did.
Yep.
They haven't come back for riders today, puffy pants. You don't see a lot of puffy pants today.
No, and thank goodness for that, because I don't think any of our thighs need further
extra material,
ballooning material attached to them. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Who thought that was a good look? I mean, really?
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it was just because there wasn't stretchy fabrics, right? So they just had to build in a bunch of extra fabric, right? Do you think that's why?
You know what? You're writing an article on Eventing Nation today.
Oh, my gosh. This is getting longer.
New article for tomorrow, the origin of the puffy pants.
Yeah, right.
And I just saw an announcement that Amazon is slashing $40 off the cost of Prime membership for all active and former military members today.
Can I drop my Prime and then re-up my Prime?
I don't know how it's working. You might want to check it out. Maybe they allow you to renew at the lower price.
That sounds good. How do I improve it? I'll show my ID. Weird.
Well, Leslie, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm sorry. I'm a hot mess. Speaking of hot messes today. But the baby at least has been like, he's not having a fit. So that's good.
It was fun to hear him talk on the show for the first time. He's now a celebrity.
Leslie, it is a victory if your child is fed and clean at any given time. So you're good.
He can have like as maybe you guys can like work him into having his own little show on Horse Radio Network, like Babies in Britches or something, like when he's a little old enough to talk.
I like that. Babies in Britches.
Babies in Britches, like that's an untapped demographic for you guys, like toddler listeners, you know, I feel like.
Oh, I think we put them to sleep every day, actually.
I feel like in 2 days, that's going to be on eventingnation.com because you got an article for today and one for tomorrow. The next day, that's Babies in Britches.
Hey, did you guys see the article I posted in the auditor room about that a study now has shown that going to sleep to podcasts is better than sleeping pills? It works more effectively. And it actually said going to sleep to stupid podcasts. And I thought, we're perfect for that. That's us. Right there. I bet you people fall asleep to us all the time.
And that's okay. I saw that article and I didn't know whether while we were talking, if I should talk like gently so they can continue sleeping or I just go, wake up! Pay attention.
Here. You know what? When I play this, I bet you, I don't know. When I play this, it must wake them. That has to wake everybody up, right? I mean.
Oh, Chili, it woke me up for years.
Well, thank you, Leslie, eventingnation.com, and have a good trip.
All right.
Hey, be sure to swing by and drive by the new World Equestrian Center. It's incredible.
I will. I am excited to see that. I keep hearing amazing things.
Oh, it's incredible. We're supposed to get Jennifer and I are supposed to get a tour in the next 2 weeks, so I'll let you know. Take lots of pictures.
Yeah. But,
thanks, Leslie.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was fun. Always fun to have Leslie here. And we are supposed to get a tour of the World Equestrian Center, the construction site here in the next couple of weeks. The hotel is full size now, and it has the walls on it. And it's huge. It's a big kind of horseshoe shape right around the outdoor arena. So if you have a room on that side, apparently you're going to have a balcony overlooking the outdoor arena. So from your hotel room, you could watch big shows. That's it for today. Thank you so much for joining us on this Veterans Day. Thank you all for your service, those that served, and for your families that did as well. We really appreciate it. We're going to be back tomorrow with Endurance Day. And then Jamie's here Wednesday, and we got Mary Kitzmiller on Thursday, and then some really bad ads on Friday. Don't forget, this 7 days to get your entries, your voicemail entries in for Radiothon. We got lots of great prizes. And I just found out, another one just came in as we were talking, that Stacey Westfall, of course, has an hour this year. So that's a first. She has never had an hour with us before. So she's going to be on hosting for an hour. And she's giving away a $300 prize pack of Stacey Westfall stuff. And it has all kinds of really cool stuff in it. So if you're a fan of hers, you're going to want to get your entry in. That's it for today. Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you, and thanks to all our veterans and veterans' families for sharing and serving and spay, neuter, and geld.
Don't geld your families. Just want to clarify that.
I think they got it.
Sometimes you say that right after other things, and it's...